Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield recently visited three nations in Africa: Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea-Bissau. There were a few central themes that wove through the entire trip, she noted, the first being democracy.
Anchoring this trip was the inauguration of President Joseph Boakai in Liberia, marking the country's successful second peaceful democratic transition of power since the end of the civil war in 2003. But it's important to note that my visit to West Africa took place amidst a backdrop of democratic backsliding in the region.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield met with heads of government, opposition leaders, members of civil society, and people representing the next generation of leaders to emphasize how civilian-led democracies deliver for people and underscore the importance of preserving and expanding them. Democracy is a tie that binds our two nations together, declared Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield in a speech in Liberia. Democracy is an unfinished project, a choice we all must make, not just on Election Day or Inauguration Day, but every single day. Democracy was also the topic of conversations in Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield's meetings with Guinea-Bissauan President Umaro Sissoco Embalo. And it was the basis for the announcement that the United States is committing $1.5 million to support Sierra Leone's electoral reform processes, she said.
This funding will help provide the technical and legal assistance needed to strengthen democracy in Sierra Leone, as well as fuel civilian engagement to increase everyday people's awareness, buy-in, and ownership.
Another key theme of the trip was peace and security, which are, of course, linked with democracy, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
The international community has a responsibility to empower AU missions to respond to Africa's growing security challenges. This financing resolution, which the UN unanimously adopted at the end of last year, is a major stepping stone to that end, putting African leaders at the forefront and African people at the center.
The third theme of the trip was the need to invest in the future of Africa, namely women and young people, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The United States remains committed to seeing the African people realize these three priorities on the ground: democracy, peace and security, and investments in women and young people. There are so many reasons, affirmed Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, to be hopeful about the years to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.